Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sarah Smith bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Asacker is our guest, our good friend, 15-plus year member of our Brain Trust, author of, 20 or 30 books, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. The Business of Belief, is that the new one?
Big one. Yeah, listen, you'll like that. As a matter of fact, I
do. What do you mean I will like it? I do like it. You should see my copy. It's worn out.
As
Doc Holliday said to Wyatt Earp, that's a hell of a thing for you to say to me. Anyway, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. We're talking about culture in your business, in your small business, in your organization. We talked about how you, in the previous segment, about how it's every organization has a culture. The question is yours working for you? And it is a powerful entity, whether it's you have the right one or not the right one. But do you like the idea of if you're trying to see what's going on, if you're trying to say, okay, where are we culturally in our company? You like the idea of asking the folks what they think?
No.
First, you don't.
No, I don't like any of that. No, okay. I'll tell you why.
What should we do? Here's the thing. Hey, Tom, I've got a small business, and I've been hearing you and Jim talk about this on the radio. I don't know where to start. I want a good culture. I want a positive culture. I want a productive culture. I don't know where to start. Where should I start, Tom Asacker?
Okay. So here's the question that seems to puzzle people, and it's self-evident, but it's like this Zen koan or something. You just get mixed up when you listen to it. Listen, first thing we ask this organization that just asked us that question is we ask them, is your culture producing the results it's designed to produce? Now, here's typically what leaders say to me. Of course it's not. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked you for help. And I say, no, this is where you've got it wrong. Your organization is producing exactly what you've designed it to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to change the culture, the people's minds and feelings and anything like that. Change the design. Change what you do. Change what you measure. Change when you get rid of people.
Mm-hmm.
Change. So that's the key, Jim, is what we're doing is, if we don't like what's going on in our family, we want to sit with therapists, we want to figure out what happened when we were 7, forget all that. Change what the design of the culture is.
But what if you're the problem?
So then what you have to do as a leader, because most leaders that I know that are problem, what happens is they talk too much.
Yeah.
Their impulses come out too much. They have too many meetings. They talk too much. They dictate to people. What you've got to do is get an executive coach to teach you how to sit in uncertainty, how to design the business, and then let the people give you the results that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't bring you the results, you've either got the wrong design or you've got the wrong people.
Right.
So just change one of those two things, meetings.
But you do agree with me that going in, you need to allow for the possibility that you're the cultural problem.
Look, who designs the business? Typically, the person running it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, if the design's wrong, then you have to look inside yourself and say,
right,
okay, hold on a minute. What do I need to do to change this design? Go ahead.
What would the elements of a culture look like? How we treat each other, how we treat our customers, what would they be?
Well, it depends what your business is designed to do. I can tell you right now, if you're running Amazon.com, how you treat your customers is not the biggest deal in the world because you're not even dealing with customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's all happening online, right? But if you're
but the culture would be, are you designing algorithms to make people happy, or are you designing algorithms to manipulate people?
Again, this comes back to what the design of the business is, what you know it takes to produce what you're looking for in the marketplace with your customers. I mean, you wrote The Age of the Customer, so you understand this. There was a place in Boston called Durgan Park, and it was this restaurant right down in the heart of Boston. And listen, the wait staff down there, and it was purposeful. They treated you poorly. Mm-hmm. But it was part of the
game. Of the theater, yeah. Like Joe Stonecrab in Miami, yeah.
Now, yeah. See, so if you said to me, "Is that wrong to treat people like that?" I would say, "What
people go there to be abused?" Right, exactly. But
what's
that's
the design of your business?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So design your business, and then ask yourself: are all the people in this business contributing to the outcomes we're looking for? And if they're not, if they're not coming up with ideas and new ways of doing things that contribute to the design, what in the world are they doing there?
Mm-hmm.
So that it's that simple. The educator, Joseph Tussman, he said, what the pupil must learn, if he learns anything at all, is that the world will do most of the work for you, provided you cooperate with it by identifying how it really works and aligning with those realities.
And then get out of the way.
Get the hell out of the way. Somebody on an interview, somebody said to me, do you remember the best leader you ever had? I said, yeah. What was his name? I said, Mike Popolo. And they said, what made him the greatest leader? And I said, I never remember talking to him.
Hey, Tom, I got to go. Website quickly, please.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.